This is Jacinta Parsons on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
Michelle Hamer is an artist who has been noticing all the words and the language that have been quite prominent during this time, and as a result has made some beautiful and interesting work. We would call it needlework. Michelle Hamer, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Jacinta.
First of all, explain to me your work.
So my work is based on my own photographs primarily and collected language from walking around the streets, from language of global leaders. The work for this series during COVID is actually hand-stitched, looking like billboards. So each stitch becomes like a pixel, which is very appropriate for an LED billboard where you notice every pixel in it, and reflecting the signs that we see in the billboards all around us, giving us all the warnings of what we should or shouldn't be doing at any point in time.
Firstly, can I commend you on extraordinary needlework, because these billboards look like those digital ones that we see as we're driving, as you say, and the sky that is the backdrop to them is so intricate. How long have you been doing this work for?
I've been creating works like this for about 15 years. So I am perfectly positioned in many ways to be at home during a pandemic recording the language and noticing all the sky changes. But yes, it does. They take a long time. They're, intricate work.
What I think is really interesting at the moment is slow evolution of dawning that is like, oh, this isn't going away anytime soon. This is a long-term experience that we're possibly having.
That's right. That's right. And we need to change the way we live, and how do we adapt, and how do we be in a different world? How do we be with ourselves in a different way? How do we confront ourselves? And we've got so much time, we have to be with ourselves. Around the country, we've all dealt with all our livelihood being turned upside down and our plans. But I was surrounded by this language, and people started sending me photos of signs because they know that's my interest. And I felt like, well, I have to do something with that.
Some of the signs are very, the statements are simple, the words are simple: beach closed, disinfect to protect, don't panic. They make me feel sad, Michelle. Has that been a reaction that you've had to this work?
No, actually, most people find them funny, which is...
You are different, Jacinta.
But, they are sad as well. I think it depends on the context and also how they're paired together. I mean, they're sad because it's a sad situation that we're in, that these things apply, and if we think about it, and if we think about them on their own, they are quite sad and they're quite poignant, I think. I think one of the ones which I know has been most amusing to people has been, "I tested perfectly."
That's brilliant.
And that one's a Donald Trump quote, as are a number of them. There's a few political, which is a global leader quotes in there, and they were just too good not to include. I have a few friends who, like, when they've had COVID tests, and when their results are in, they'll say, "I tested perfectly." And it's, I think it's all about how we use language. And I'm really curious as to how our language will have changed over time now that we're getting used to using all these different words. Who knew what ISO meant before?
I know.
Who isolated?
Who isolated? Who was socially distanced? It's not even...
That's right.
Like, that's so true, isn't it? Language, but the context and meaning is phenomenal. Even curfew, my friend, we know
that's
the word,
right.
But having it applied to our living is just phenomenal.